RRI Digital on Mobile Application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening national food security. He conveyed this during the Daulat Pangan or Food Sovereignty Discussed Forum held in Jakarta on Thursday, July 17, 2025, organized by Gajah Mada University Alumni Association in collaboration with Public Broadcasting Radio Republik Indonesia. The chairman of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or KADIN, Anindya Novian Bakri, welcomed the newly announced 19% import tariffs agreement for Indonesian products entering the United States, as announced by the U.S. President Donald Trump. In a statement on his personal YouTube channel on Thursday, July 17, 2025, Anindya viewed the outcome of the government's negotiation as better than many other countries and considered it as a major opportunity to boost national exports and significantly increase the value of bilateral trade. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hati bagai
Lelaki Buaya Darat by Ratu. What is Lelaki Buaya Darat? You might be wondering. It's one of the saying in Indonesia when you are, you know, naming the boys who are players. He broke a lot of hearts. We call it here Buaya Darat. Lelaki Buaya Darat. It means crocodile. What? On land crocodile. I don't know how we come up with that. I'm interested in finding that out. But anyways, I want to tell you guys to, of course, follow our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And not to forget, I also want to thank all of you guys who has been listening to us through RRI Digital, which is available on iOS and Google Play, which is Android. So after this, I'll be playing you a lot of songs, but let me do my research first for Lelaki Buaya Darat, you know, so the foreigners or maybe the people outside of Indonesia would be, you know, would have much more understanding about Lelaki Buaya Darat, because I'm here, I'm Indonesian, I don't even know about it. So yeah, after this, I'll play you I'll play you, how about a song? A song from T2, Malu Malu Dong, or Shy Shy.
Perasaanku, oh, kau telah membuat
RRA Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Kempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Kempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es kempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Kuhindari tibalah saat ini bertemu dengannya. Jantungku berdegup cepat, kaki bergetar hebat. Akankah aku ulangi merusak harinya? Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Mohon Tuhan, untuk kali ini saja lancarkanlah hariku, hariku bersamanya. Hariku bersamanya. Kau tahu betapa aku lemah di hadapannya. Kau tahu berapa lama aku mendambanya. Mohon Tuhan untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Bersamanya Tuhan tolonglah, Tuhan tolonglah. Mohon Tuhan untuk kali ini saja, beri aku kekuatan untuk menatap matanya. Mohon Tuhan untuk kali ini saja, lancarkanlah hariku, hariku bersamanya, hariku bersamanya.
Samanya from Hi-Fi 7, I'm sorry.
From
yes,
Indonesia,
very iconic band from Indonesia. Yes, it's Hari Bersamanya from Sheila on 7. I'm gonna get back to you about the Lelaki Buaya Darat. I have the whole lore. I've been doing research about it, and I have a summarize about everything that I found. Turned out it is from a very, it's a saying from a regional area in Indonesia. And okay, let me just get you with the stories. Why do Indonesian people call flirty guys land crocodiles or buaya darat? Why a crocodile and why on land? Let's rewind to where this funny yet biting term came from. Back in 1971, in a village called Soronganyit in East Java, there was a crocodile farm. There, these crocs had a solid daily routine: water time, land time, chill time. But one day, a male crocodile just vanished. Poof, gone. The villagers panicked. A missing crocodile, no great news, right? We don't want some bad news in the morning. Fast forward 3 months, and guess what? They found a runaway crocodile being together with a much younger lady crocodile. Of course, not his official reptile partner. In fact, she was about the same age as his own daughter. Whoa, very scandalous. Cue to the outrage, villagers were like, dasar buaya. They were kind of cursing the crocodile. From that moment on, any guy sneaking around with someone who wasn't his partner got dubbed a buaya darat. So now when someone calls a guy a land crocodile, they're basically saying, watch out, this guy is all charm, no commitment. So this is a really fun fact because I've been saying it, and I know a lot of people say it, but we don't know where this term come from. Turns out it's because a missing crocodile. Who would have thought, right?
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Aku bertemu dan berbagi waktu yang terlalui. Sukar tuk sadari ku tak boleh mengingini tanpamu. Cinta sudah lewat, tak kukirakan begini. Mengapa harus kau terikat meski telah terucap? Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu. Coba menyisihkan, namun hati tak rela untuk akui kenyataan yang ada kasih. Kau tak mungkin ada di sini tanpamu. Cinta tak berarti, cinta sudah lewat. Tak kukira akan begini. Mengapa harus kau terikat meski tak terucap? Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu.
Indonesia has a lot of beauties in our culture, of course, but there's one of the famous ones called Wayang Kulit. What is Wayang Kulit? Let me play you a feature about it.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is so not kept, so people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Benawa lima yang
for example,
sifatnya baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bagdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, Kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic.
Their
materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain, like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So, who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba, kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international,
mendunia,
I'm so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Waktu telah tiba, aku kan meninggalkan, tinggalkan kamu untuk sementara. Kau dekap aku, kau bilang jangan pergi, tapi ku hanya dapat berkata, aku hanya pergi untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan
kau. Aku Voice of Indonesia.
Pasti kembali. Dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Apabila nanti kau rindukanku di dekatmu, pasti akan kembali. Untuk sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Hanya pergi untuk sementara, untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. sementara, bukan untuk meninggalkanmu selamanya. Aku pastikan kembali pada dirimu, tapi kau jangan nakal. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali. Aku pasti kembali.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Yeah. percaya pada semua kasih sayangmu. Tak mau lagi aku tersentuh pada semua pengakuanmu. Kamu takkan mengerti rasa sakit ini, kebohongan dari mulut manismu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku, bawalah semua rasa bersalahmu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku, bawalah rahasiamu yang tak ingin ku tahu. Pada semua janji-janjimu.